The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
I am joined to talk about wind farms by Neil Lucy. He's the owner and manager of the Gouganbarra Hotel in West Cork. Neil, I understand plans for what would have been the biggest wind farm in County Cork thrown out yesterday on foot of your campaigning. Is that right?
Ooh, yes, thank goodness. Hi, Kieran. Not just on foot of my campaigning, on foot of a lovely small group that basically David versus Goliath, and David won. So we're lucky.
So tell us, before we talk about the campaign and why it was fought, paint a picture for us. Gouganbarra, for people who don't know, a beautiful part of the country. What was planned?
Okay, Gouganbarra, a very scenic area. There's a southern rim up here on the mountain. It's kind of sloping down towards the Bantry side. Gouganbarra itself is a valley location. And you've that famous little St. Finbarr's Arch in it. It is a part of a tourist route. It is part of the Gaeltacht Fós Cri. It is scenery of West Cork at its best. And a number of years ago, a plan was put in place to put 178-metre wind turbines from base to tip on top of the mountains on the southern rim of Gouganbarra into the townlands going down on the Bantry side. And the Cork County Council rejected it in the initial planning application, and it went on board Planála, and on board Planála accepted it on their application. And then we had started our campaign, and we had found loopholes in it, and we took them to judicial review through the High Court, and we won that, and then went back in for reassessment into on board Planála, and there was more submissions put in place, and this is going over the last 4 years. And eventually yesterday the great news came that the on board Planála had refused the final planning permission for this wind farm. So there's a great relief and pressure gone off this area. Just fantastic.
And
news.
Was the issue with just visual impact as people looked across the valley? Was it that it was too close to people's homes? Was it the flickering of the light? You know, I know people sometimes have different complaints and different issues with wind farms. What was your problem?
Okay, well, when you consider 178 metres, you're talking about one of the tallest structures in Ireland, and put that on ground, which is over 500 metres over sea level, all of a sudden you've something really huge. And already in this Upper Lee Valley, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There's 5 visual wind farms here already in this area of Gaeltacht Fós Cri. So at night time from the village of Ballingeary, there is a sea of red lights all around. And there is wind disturbance and there's flicker, and there's plans for more wind farms in the area as well. So in one sense, there's a lot here already. But this all of a sudden then was appearing right on top of the mountains. It was going to be hugely visual for miles and miles around. And then there was all the other impacts, there's the flora and the fauna and the flicker and everything else that was going with it. There was also going to be battery storage, which has its own controversies and questions of safety. That was going to be in there as well. So there was all of a sudden, this was a big industrial project on a very rural landscape. And then there was going to be the tear out of the bogs and the new roads put in. There was a huge amount to it. Mm. So it was big. So we decided we were going to take it on.
Yeah, and you know, Neil, what people will accuse you of, kind of NIMBYism. You know, that's,
of course,
they have to go somewhere. So why not there? Why somewhere else?
Well, that debate will always be there. One of the debates that was put into place is there's always a huge comparison between Gouganbarra and Lindelock. And because of the proximity of Lindelock to Dublin, the accusation was there during it, they wouldn't be put on the mountains around Lindelock. And that was the kind of idea that all of a sudden, Gouganbarra is kind of a wholesome, sacred place, a place of pilgrimage to so, so many tens of thousands of millions of people that have come through here over whenever. And all of a sudden, when people found out about this, we gathered within a day or a day and a half, 10,000 signatures in a petition, people saying, no, we don't want that there. So it wasn't just us being us, the few of us in this small cushion together. This was people speaking out in a big, big, big way. Because I questioned it as well in my own head at the start. Where are we doing the right thing? Because there's this whole thing about energy and whatnot. But then as this outpouring of from people and social media and from phone calls and letters and support, when all this started coming in, we said, yes, we have to act on this. So it isn't just us being us, the small group that we're just saying, you know, we don't want it here. It was a public outcry.
Do you suspect it would have even gotten this far had it been proposed for Glendalough?
I don't think it would. Not a hope. No, not a hope. But of course, I don't think it would. But Glendalough has the similarities. But I think that idea that maybe further, like down the country in this part of the world at the moment, between here and into Kerry, there is hundreds of wind turbines. So there is a huge amount of them here, and you hear them at night, and you see their red lights at night. And we're still not after getting used to the volume that's here, and there's a lot more planned for the area as well. So it's a big, big challenge.
Okay, it just shows that possibly the solution to all of this, and I know there's kind of engineering issues around it. It's not as simple as just put them all in the sea, but ultimately, and it's not as simple as that. I'm going to say it anyway. Put them in the sea.
No, it's not as simple as that. Definitely not as simple as that. But I do think as a nation, people, you'll always get this public outcry. We need more energy. We need to save energy. But everybody did their bit. If everybody, every person that owns a household, if it was, if they could possibly put up a couple of solar panels, if they could possibly put in LED lights, if they could turn off the immersion, our power consumption would go down. We've proven that here in the hotel. We've done that already. And it's an amazing what it can actually do. By thinking in a conservative kind of way, each and every person, then our demand for electricity wouldn't be as big. So there's, as a public, we need to think broader about the whole thing as well, rather than thinking that, I need to leave my immersion on, I need a wind farm. So there's a personal thought will have to come into this as well for the future and how people will actually see these things, rather than just say, let's throw them out in the sea or let's throw them up in the mountains of West Cork. It's not as easy as that.
Neil, thanks a million for joining us. Neil Lucy is the owner and the manager of the Googan Barra Hotel in beautiful West Cork.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.